Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak at Shalom. We are now in Masachet Bava Metzia at the third Mishnah of the first Perek, which is on Daf Tet Amud Bet, continuing with issues of competing claims about a Metzia, and picking up where we were in Mishnah Bet with somebody on top of an animal. So a fellow was riding on an animal and he saw a Metzia, and remember in the very first sugi we discussed the possibility of having a valid kinyan by citing something when it comes to Metziah and noticing it. And he said to a fellow who's below, go give it to me. That's what he says. Give it to me. The other fellow picks it up and says, I took it for myself. We'll see what the nuances on this are. Zachaba, then the fellow on the ground, it's his. But if, after the fellow on the ground gave it to the guy on the animal, he says, oh, no, I took possession of it first, lo amar klum, then it's too late, and it belongs to the fellow on top of the animal. Now, Tanan Hatam, we have a Mishnah in Masachet Peah, Perek Dalad. If a person, we don't know yet if it's a poor man who has rights to Peah or not, collected Peah, v'yamar harezu leploni ani, and he says, this is for a certain person who's an ani, my relative, whoever it may be. Rabbi Elazar says it works, meaning that Peah now belongs to that designated Ani. Chum say it doesn't work, and therefore you have to give it to the first Ani that you meet. Amar Ula mi Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi. So Ula's take on this Mishnah in the name of Rabbi Shimon Levi is Machloket Miashir Lani. The only Machloket Rabbi Elazar and Chachamim is if the fellow picking it up is somebody who is not allowed to take Peah, in other words, he's wealthy or not an Ani. Why? What's the reasoning? Rabbi Elazar Savar, Rabbi Elazar says it works because of the following two potential steps. Migo diboy mafkir nichsei havyani, since if this fellow wanted to, on the spot, he could say, I own nothing and be an ani and have rights to the peah. V'chazile, hashadami chazile. So therefore, right now, he also has rights to it. And since he would have rights to it for himself, he then has rights to collect it on behalf of another. It's a double potential step. So Ula says, in Rabbanan's position simply is, we don't do a double potential step. We don't say, if you were to declare yourself an Oni, which you didn't do, then you would have rights. And since you would have rights for yourself, which you didn't take, you have rights for your friend, he says, those two steps you won't take. But according to Ula, everybody would agree that if the man picking it up was himself an Ani, it would work for the other fellow. Why? And this is the reasoning Rava said a couple podcasts ago, that since you're picking it up for yourself is valid, therefore picking it up for the other fellow is also valid. Nachman opposed Ula, and he said, why don't you interpret the Mishnah as being a machloket when the fellow picking it up is himself an ani? Why? Think about this. In the context of a metziah, everybody's an ani, meaning peah is something that only the poor have rights to. When it comes to a metziah, everybody has equal rights. So everybody, relative to metziah, is parallel to anim relative to peah. So here we have a case where a fellow says to another guy, give it to me, and the fellow picking it up, it doesn't work for him, meaning that even a quote-unquote ani cannot be zocha for another person. So if Nachman says, if you agree that in peah, the machloket or lazon rabbanan is even when the guy picking it up is an ani, then our Mishnah is authored by the Rabbanan, who say, in no time can you pick something up on behalf of another person and have it work, and therefore the guy on the ground picking it up doesn't work for the guy in the animal. If you interpret your way that the machloket in peah is only when the guy picking it up is an asher, and therefore he's two steps removed from this peah, but everybody agrees that if the fellow picking it up is an ani, it works for the other one. So Hamani, who's our Mishnah? Lo Rabbanan v'lo Rabbi Elazar. Neither of the opinions in Peah would work in our Mishnah. So Marle Ula said back, Manditin damar tchila. Our Mishnah is a case where the fellow on the ground says, when he picked it up, I intend to pick it up for myself. And there's at no point was he picking it up on behalf of the guy on the animal. So Hachinam Mistabra, he says, I'll prove it to you by Diktani Seifa, Im Shidin Alo Amar Ani Zachiti Batchila, Because the end of our Mishnah is, if after the fellow on the ground gave it to the fellow on the animal, he said, oh, I picked it up for myself originally, lo amar klum, then it's too late. What's the implication? Tchila b'sefer lamali. Why do I need that word tchila in the end of the Mishnah? Why doesn't the guy just say, ani zachiti ba? Why does he have to say tchila? So pshita, so afagav du amar tchila, tchila ka'amar. So obviously he meant, I picked that up for myself, means originally. Why does he have to add the word in originally? Allah, Akamashlan is teaching us, Reishit Amar Tchila, that in both cases, the guy said Tchila, which means that in the first case where the guy on the ground gets it, it's where he says, originally, I picked it up for myself. And therefore, this is not a case of Migo to Zachin, Nafshin Zachin Am Lachave, because he intended to keep it for himself. Akamashlan, Reishit Amar Tchila, right? And what's Rav Nachman's answer? No, the reason it says tchila at the end is to tell you what's missing in the first part. Meaning in the resha is a case where the fellow did not say, I originally picked it up for myself, and nonetheless it doesn't work, because, according to Rabbanan, at no point when you pick it up for somebody else will it be valid, unless, of course, you declare it to be so in the proper way, and even then might be a problem. Now, Rav Nachman, Rav Chista, Amr Tavayu, this goes back to Ram Bar Chama's point, which really informs the first part of this sugya that we just saw. Rav Nachman consistently says, that being consistent with what he said earlier, if you pick up a metziah for another person, it doesn't belong to him. Why? My tama. Think about this. A fellow owes money to four different people. I'm a friend of one of them, so I go and I grab some property on behalf of my friend. It doesn't work because I'm now cutting out three other guys from collection. That's Tofes the Balchob, Makom Shachav Lacherim. Tofes the Balchob, Makom Shachav Lacherim, Lokana. So when I pick up a Metziah on behalf of somebody else, I'm cutting out all the other possible collectors because I'm not collecting for myself. Eitavir Rav Lav Nachman. So Rav challenged Rav Nachman with this ruling. He said, Metziat Poel La'atzmo. If a guy is working in the field and he finds something, he picks it up, it's his. That's only if he was hired to do a specific job. He was hired to hoe, to rake, to prune, whatever it might be. And in the context of that, he did something different, which is to find a metziah. Aval amarlo asei imi melacha hayom. But if the Baal HaBayit just says, work with me today, I'm going to pay you and do work for me, and that means he's always working for the Baal HaBayit, mitziato she Baal HaBayitu. Then when he finds something, it belongs to the Baal HaBayit, which means, hamagmia mitzi lachavero, kana chavero. He picks something up, it belongs to the other guy. So Amrlei, Rav Nachman answered, shani poel diyado kiyad Baal HaBayitu. He said, a worker is different. His hand is an extension of the hand of the Baal HaBayit. But that's not true. A poel is an independent person. We saw this at the end of Bava Kamma. And he can walk out even in the middle of the day. So Amarlei, or Nachman said, Kol kamad lo hadar be kinyan Baal HaBayit hu. Yeah, but as long as he doesn't work out, he's an extension of the Baal HaBayit. Ki hadar be tam achrina hu. The reason he's allowed to walk out is not because he's an independent contractor while he's working. It's because of a different overriding consideration, which is, Dichtiv ki livin Yisrael avadim. Hashem says, Bnei Yisrael are my slaves. Havadayim velo avadim lamadim. They're my slaves and not slaves to slaves. No Jew can be compelled to work under the conditions he doesn't want. He can walk out. Of course, he won't get paid. He might not get rehired. But he can walk out in the middle of the day. But as long as he's there, he's an extension of the Baal HaBayit. So Amar B'chiyah Bar'am Rav Yochanan, Amriyam Tzila Chavero Kona Chavero. So opposing Rav Nachman Rav Chista in Bavel, in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Yochanan's position was that it does work when you pick up a metziah for somebody else. Ve'im tomar mishnatenu, and if you want a challenge from our mishnah, the guy on the ground picking it up didn't work for the guy in the animal. Damar tenali v'lomar zacheli. Notice in the mishnah what he said. The guy on the animal said, give it to me. He didn't say, pick it up on my behalf. He said, give it to me. So the guy on the ground has just picked it up and then decided to keep it for himself. At no point was there a kinyan on behalf of the guy on top. He didn't say, be zocha for me. And that's why. Okay, we'll take a look now at the first part of Mishnah Dalad. Ra'atam tziyah menafal aleha, uvacher v'achzik ba, zeh she'achzik ba, zachah ba. If a guy saw a metziah, and now instead of spotting it and saying it's mine, he fell on it, which is not a kinyan, but he's covering it up. And another guy comes along and picks it up. Maybe the guy fell on it and then stood up and said, it's mine, ah. And the other fellow picks it up and does a proper kinyan. Only the second guy has rights to it. All right, because that falling out is not a kinyan. Now, we're going to find in our sugya two statements that Rish Lakish has in the name of a relatively unknown chacham, Abba Kohen Bardola, and they both connect to this Mishnah. Am Rish Lakish, Am Rishum, Abba Kohen Bardola, Arba Amot Shladam Konot Lo B'chol Makom. It's halacha that you acquire anything that's within your radius of Dalat Amot. Now, my tama, Tkinu Rabbanan, why did the Rabbanan establish this? To Lo Atilin Suye, so people won't fight about stuff. It's within my territory, it's mine, and then that'll end fighting and difficulties. Amar Abaye, Moti Rabbi Chia Bar Yosef Peya. Abaye said that this statement was challenged from a ruling about Peya. Amar Rav Moti Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi Nezikin. Rav says this statement was challenged by a ruling in Nezikin, meaning in our Mishnah. And the question is, are Abaye and Rav disagreeing, or are they just offering the fact that when this statement was made in Eretz Yisrael, there were two challenges to it, one from Peah, one from Nezikin. We'll see what they are. I'm Rabbi Moti Rabbi Chia Bar Yosef Peah, because we have the following Mishnah in Peah. Now, Talmik Tzat Peah Bezarak Al Ashar, if an Oni, now we're talking about the guy who's trying to get it, takes some Peah and takes the wheat and throws it on some more Peah. Ein Lo Baklum, he has none of no claim here. Now, follow Allah, if he fell on the Peah, Peras Talito Allah, or he threw his garment over it, Mavrino Toimena, similar to our Mishnah, we take him away from this. The same thing is true about Shikha and about any of the matnotanim. If an oni in the field sees it and instead of picking it up properly, throws something over it or throws some of it on the other, he doesn't get any of it. Right? That's the statement in Peah. And this is, of course, a challenge to Abba Kohen Bardola's halacha about Arba Amot. If you think that Arba Amot always work, remember that phrase. So his Arba Amot, where he's standing, should be Kona, all the stuff that is under what he threw, or what he fell on, or what he threw his garment on. So the answer is, we're talking about a case where the fellow didn't say, I'm being Kona. In other words, he threw it down, but he didn't make a formal declaration. Now, but if the Rabbanon are attacking that anything within your Dalat Amot is yours, it should be true without a declaration, because the whole point was to avoid people fighting. The answer is, but since he fell on it, he's demonstrating that he's interested in being konet via falling and not via dalat amot. He doesn't want to effectuate that kinyan. Rav Papa has a different answer to why the challenge from Peah is not a challenge to the ruling. The takana of Dalat Amot is not everywhere. It's out in the street. It's in a public area. But when you're in another person's field, lo tekinu l'rabbanan. The rabbanan weren't metake in Dalat Amot when you're in somebody else's property. And here this ani is in somebody else's field collecting peah. So therefore, the question doesn't start because the ruling doesn't extend to that area. Okay, that was a bias take. What did the Torah give you rights to as an ani in somebody else's field to walk through and pick up peah? The Torah didn't say this is now your yard where your Dalat Amot are kone. That's Abaye's take of the challenge and the response. Amar Rava. Now Rava said, Motiv Rabbi Yaakov Ra'idi Nezikin. Rabbi Yaakov Ra'idi challenged that ruling from our Mishnah, which is Ratam Tziyam Nefalo Allah Vacher Rezikba Zacher Zikba Zachaba. After all, we said if you see something and you fall on it, then somebody else comes and makes a kinyan on it. It's his. How come it shouldn't be mine? It's in my Dalat Amot. Right? So my Arba Amot should be kona this thing that I fell on. So we're talking about a case where the guy, same answer. The guy didn't say, I'm being kona. But again, in order to avoid people fighting, so why do we care if they had declared or didn't declare? The answer is, by falling on it, he clearly intended, I'm not interested in Dalat Amot being kona, I'm interested in getting it by Nefila, which doesn't work. And again, just like we had with Rav Papa in Peah, Rav Sheshet gives an alternate answer about the scope of Dalat Amot. Rabbanon were talking Dalat Amot in a side area. There aren't a lot of people. So you're in a small side area. You see something. So then you're Dalat Amot. I'm Konet. So somebody else shouldn't come along and take it. But in the public thoroughfare where there's lots of people going back and forth, the Rabbanon weren't metaken dalan amot, because think about how absurd the reality would be. Everybody walking around and everybody's within close proximity, and a fellow claims that's within my dalan amot. Well, that's me. So that would not work. I But remember that Abba Kohen Bartola's phrasing is arba amot shel adam konot lo b'chol makom, implying, not necessarily peah, but implying in the public area. Now, komakom lato et tzidei reshut harabim. Komakom is there to say in the untraveled areas of the public. Tzidei reshut harabim, meaning like the sidewalk, the areas that were not heavily traveled, but not in the main thoroughfare where kinyan dalet amot would really wreak more havoc than solve anything. All right, that was the first statement Rish Lakish had in the name of Abba Kohen Bartola, and now the second. Rish Lakish Rishum Abba Kohen Bartola. Ktana in la chatzer ve in la arba amot. A ktana, meaning a girl under the age of 12, does not have a kinyan chatzer, meaning if she has a chatzer and somebody puts something in it, it's not hers automatically. Ve in la arba amot, and also the same thing with the arba amot that we just discussed. She doesn't have such rights. He just said that. Rabbi Yochanan disagreed and said that she does. So we have a machloket, Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. V'maika mipalgi, so what's the machloket about? Really, because we're going to start with chatzer. Mar savar, chatzer mishum yadoit raboy. Chatzer is an extension of your yad. Now remember, a girl underage does have a yad. Haraya, if a girl is being divorced, she can be given a get. As long as she's old enough to understand what's happening, it's put in her hand, then it's valid. So since chatzer is an extension of yad, she has a yad, she has a chatzer. Kehechid idla yad, chatzer nami idla. Umar savar chatzer mishum shlichut raboy. And the kinyan, and the other one, this is going to be Rish Lakish, says that chatzer is really a form of shlichut. Your chatzer is your shaliach. V'chihechi de shlichut leitla, chatzer nami leitla. A girl under 12 cannot appoint a shaliach, so her chatzer doesn't work. Now, time out. Mi kamandamar chatzer mishum shlichut yirubai. There's nobody who could consider that chatzer works as a shaliach for the following reason. V'atanya, biyado, the pasuk talking about a gneva, says if it's found in his hand. Ein li el yado, I only know that he's chayiv if it's for gneva kefel. If it's found in his hand, gagel chatzero v'kar pefominayin, how do I know if it's found in his yard, he's chayiv? Tamalomi matzei timatzei, mikom makom. Which means that if I have a gneva and it's found in my yard, I'm chayav kefel. V'salka daita chatzer mishum shlichut yirubai, but if you think chatzer is a form of shlichut, imke matzino shlichut l'dvar aveira. That means my shaliach makes me liable, and that's shliach l'dvar avera. V'kaimalan ein shliach l'dvar avera. We all know the rule that ein shliach l'dvar avera. So if my chatzer is effectively a shaliach of mine, then when the geneva is found there, it shouldn't be not be credited to me. Ein shliach l'dvar avera. So this intuitively we know that this is not going to stand, but let's see why. Amar Ravina heche amin and ein shliach l'dvar avera. Ravina says, when do we apply the principle of ein shliach l'dvar avera? This is not a challenge. Heichad shliach bar chiyuvo. That's only if the shliach himself is liable for that thing. You tell somebody to go murder somebody. He's also not allowed to murder. You go tell somebody to be mechal Shabbos for me. He's also not allowed to be mechal Shabbos. So it's his own actions. It doesn't accord to you. Avo b'chatzer alav bar chiyuvo. Your chatzer is not a bar chiyuvo. Your chatzer isn't alive. Therefore, mechayiv sholcho. Therefore, I'm chayav because my shaliach is simply an extension of me here and not an independent agent. So, elamiata omer leisha ve'eved su ganvuli v'lav delav bnei chiyuvaninu hachinam de mechayiv sholchan. So, according to Ravina, if I tell a woman, "Go steal something for me," or an eved, "Go steal something for me," and they do, then I'm chayav. After all, they are not bnei chiyuva because, as we saw in the Mishnah in the 8th parak of Chachovel, isha v'katan v'eved p'katan ra'a, any interaction with them is bad for you because if you hurt them, you're chayiv. If they hurt you, they're pater. Right? So since they're not bnei chiyuva, mean because they won't be held liable for gneva, therefore you're b'chayiv. So Amar, the answer is isha v'eved bnei chiyuva. That's not true. A woman is a bat chiyuva. V'hashta mia leit la lishlumi. The simple reality is she has no funds from which to pay. But theoretically, she is chayiv, and that's why we have the sugya there in Bava Kama, that if she gets divorced, then they can go, she has to pay afterwards, etc. There we go. All right. Now, Rav Sama has a different take on why chatzer is not a deficiency of chatzer, of shalia, in shtech l'dvar avera. Hey, chemin, in shtech l'dvar avera, echad di iboy avid, iboy lo avid. So, a shliach has a choice. I tell you to go murder somebody. You have a choice to murder or not murder. You made the choice to murder, so you're chayev. Have a chatzer, the baal korche motiva. A chatzer has no choice. You put the gnev on the chatzer. The chatzer can't be held liable. You're liable. Mechayev sholcho. So my benai, what is the difference in addressing ein shlich levar vera between Ravina and Rav Sama? Ikeminayu kohen da amar le Yisrael tsevi kadesh li isha grusha. If a kohen tells a Yisrael, go be makadesh a grusha for me. Think about this. The Yisrael has a choice of what to do, but he himself is not liable for marrying a grusha. Inami ish to amar le isha akfili katan. This is sugi in Makot about whether or not a... It's also sugi in Nazir about the, building on the notion that a woman is not chayavit because she herself is not liable for the isser of shaving. Therefore, if she cuts off the corners of a katan, of his hair, she's not liable. So what if a man tells a woman to do that? She's not a bat chiyuva, but she is a person who has choice. She's a moral agent. According to Rav Sama, the guy who the dispatcher isn't chayav because the person doing it is a person who has a choice and makes a choice. But according to Ravina, who said that whenever the agent is not a bar chiyuva in this case, the dispatcher is chayev, then the Kohen would be chayev for having the Yisrael be mekadesh the grusha for him, or the man would be chayev for having the woman cut the kid's hair improperly for him. So the first address we had was, how could you say chatzer is shaliach? It's a problem with the Geneva, and we answered that two ways. But now we're going to take it from the other approach. How could you possibly say chatzer is not yad, which is the same address, but from the positive side instead of the negative side? Vatanya yada ainli ali yada gaga chatzer v'kafei faminayin. This is about a get. You have to put a get in a woman's hand. How do I know if you put a get in a woman's yard or in her chatzer that it works? It says give it to her wherever you give it to her, and any kind of giving is valid. Which means clearly, the minute you put in there, it's in her hand. So therefore, chaser is an extension of yad. So mikol makom. So the inyan get kuli amalo pligi to chaser mishumer da'itur bai. So now we step back and say, when it comes to get, everybody agrees that chaser is an extension of yad, because yad is the essential function, the essential recipient of get. Ki pligi inyan metzia. The machloker Rabbi Yochanan Mishloker is only about metzia. Mar savar yalfina and metzia miget. So, evidently, Rabbi Yochanan says, just like get works, we learn metzia from there, therefore it works for metzia. Marsav alei afinu metzia miget. Rosh Lakish says, we don't apply it. V'ibaitem, and the other possible take is, b'ktana kuliyam alo pligidi afinu metzia miget. It's possible that when it comes to a ktana, because a ktana could get a get, therefore for metzia, chatzer will certainly work, and she has a chatzer, and she has tal ramot, and it's all mishum yad. V'hachal akatan kami palgi. Really, the original wording is not ktana, but katan. And the machloket is whether or not a katan, a young man, has kinyan chatzer. Marsavi afin katan miktana, marsavi le afin katan miktana. And the machloket is, Rabbi Yochanan says, just like a katana works, we apply it to a katan. And Rosh Lakish says, we don't. V'baitema, the third possibility is mar marchada v'lo pligi. Is that Rabbi Yochanan was talking about one thing, Rosh Lakish was talking about another thing, and not really disagreeing. Rosh Lakish either was talking about get, metzia, and Rabbi Yochanan was talking about get, or else Rabbi Shlokh was talking about a katan, and Rabbi Yochanan was talking about a katana, and they really don't disagree at all. Okay, we'll pause at this point, we'll pick it up, and here's Hashem at the rest of Mishnah Dalad, and Daf Yod Amud Bet, sorry, and Daf Yod Aleph Amud Aleph, in the next podcast. Everyone should have a wonderful day.